prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to make an announcement before we get started with the show. On superhumanradio.com, there is a banner ad that says, help stop H.R. 2749 and S.510. These are bills that are going to be put in as law if we don't do something about them, and they're going to change access to healthy, life-giving food, especially those of us who like to buy food from local sources like the farmers markets and stuff like that. And I've been talking about this since last week. We have a page set up where you can fax your congressperson and let them know that you do not want either of these bills passed into law. And while we got a really good response the first few days, it's really waned away, which tells me that my listeners have responded, but they're not asking their friends and families to respond. It's really essential that you take a minute, and I know we hate doing this. I hate getting emails from people, especially those goofy ones where, you know, you got to send it to 12 people or something bad is going to happen to you, or these long emails where you have to scroll all the way to the bottom to get the answer. And, you know, no one has time for those, but you've got to make time for this. This is really critical. If companies like Monsanto are given power to control and feed us exclusively the foods that they produce, we're going to really be in deep doo-doo real quick. I mean, the unhealthiness of this country is directly related to the quality of what we call food today. And H.R. 2749 and S.510 will turn over to a larger, stronger FDA and larger factory farms and conglomerates our food forever. So take a minute, send an email, tell people to go to the page. It takes 60 seconds for them to send the fax to their congressperson. Everything is right there on the page. But please, we have to keep momentum. We have to keep those fax machines ringing and those faxes coming in to get the politicians to understand that we have a deep desire to make a change, and it's not just momentary and then disappears. So take a minute. Send the fax yourself. If you haven't done it yet, go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the banner ad. Stop H.R. 2749 and S.510 and let your friends and family know that it's their responsibility to do this as well. Okay. My guest today has been on the show before. She's Crispin Sullivan, and she is a nutritional expert. How are you doing, Crispin?
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. And you and I reconnected because of my desire to better understand something that we should have plenty of in our diet, first of all, and many of us may or may not supplement with it. But it's magnesium. It's overlooked, isn't it?
I think it's because it's green.
What do you mean it's green?
The key nutrient in human blood is iron.
Right.
The key nutrient in green things is magnesium.
I didn't realize that.
It's a part of chlorophyll.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
for
all
the greens you have not been eating, you lack magnesium.
Now, but isn't it also true that the quality of the greens that we have access to has changed because of depletion of these minerals in the soil?
Large cations, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium have to be present in food. Trace elements, there may be a difference. There cannot be a difference in the large cations. Otherwise, the plant literally would not grow.
So you're saying that there isn't a big difference?
No.
Okay.
Whether you grow it in your yard, which is not to say fresh organic produce is not a great thing, but whether you grow it in your yard or you buy it at your local market, all green things, and what's even more interesting, even green powders, contain magnesium, where when you dehydrate most fruits and vegetables, you lose potassium. In the case of green, you do lose potassium. It's a very poor source of potassium. Magnesium remains because of its content in chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the idea that large commercial farms now, because they replenish potassium and phosphorus in the soil, that it displaces magnesium because of the high levels of potassium and phosphorus?
You couldn't grow the crop.
Okay. So there's no excuse like, oh, well, I'm not getting enough magnesium because there's not enough magnesium in the soil anymore.
No.
Okay.
The three greatest sources of magnesium are nuts, seeds, and greens, whatever. And the darker the green, the higher the chlorophyll content, the more magnesium.
Interesting. Okay. So let's talk about this. Are people getting enough magnesium? No, because we know that people are not eating the amount of greens that they should or that we used to, you know, decades ago. So what ends up happening when people become depleted in magnesium?
Magnesium is the fourth most abundant cation in the human body, and it's the second most abundant inside your cells. Potassium being in greater demand. It's an intracellular nutrient. It's particularly found, 50% is found in bone, which, just to mention this, and we'll go back to food, but 50% is found in bone and hard tissue, your nails, your teeth, your hair. And it is what makes your bones and your teeth strong.
Mm-hmm.
With just calcium, if you see a person who has really bright white teeth who did not use a bleach,
right?
It's because their teeth lack magnesium. Magnesium gives a slightly yellow tinge to the teeth, but magnesium is a very small, teeny tiny molecule, and it can fit in between the calcium and act almost as a cement. Like if you were building a wall and you wanted to put something between the larger bricks to hold them tightly together, magnesium plays that role.
Gotcha.
In hard tissue.
Interesting.
And without it, both bone and teeth are much softer and much more easy to damage and much more difficult to repair. And magnesium is found also in hard water areas. And, of course, in some fancy spa waters that are high in magnesium.
And people who have deep wells, correct? I mean, people who have that live out in the country, a lot of times they'll dig a well.
It depends on what the subsoil is. Magnesium, all of England is based on the dolomites, so it's dolomitic limestone, which is high in magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
But in other areas of the country, that's not true. It's what your subsoil is. For your well is going to filter through subsoil.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry.
And about people not eating as much, 100 years ago, you had one pot and everything you got went into the pot and you ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nothing to do with trying to be healthy.
Right.
It had to do with
survival.
Yes. Thank you. And greens and anything else you could gather would be a very important part of that. When we got into multi-pot cooking and then eventually strange, unusual, not food foods.
Right.
You definitely lose something and I would say this too, there is some loss of magnesium, almost complete loss of potassium, but some loss of magnesium. Whether you steam or boil and toss the water or, you know, a cooking method can change that. Not the growing method, but the cooking method.
Right.
The reason growing is less important is without adequate potassium, a plant can't stand up. Without adequate magnesium, a plant can't produce chlorophyll. Without chlorophyll, there is no photosynthesis.
Right, there's no plant.
Right.
There's nothing to worry about standing up.
Yeah, right. So it's there. If the plant grew, it is there.
Okay.
But you also have to eat it. And I don't. Do you know anyone whose their favorite vegetable is greens?
Mine. Well, I love. There's an Italian vegetable that I love. Now it's slowly becoming popularized by more boutique stores. They call it rapini now, but it's called broccoli rabe, and I love it. And I as a kid, I used to make sandwiches out of it. I used to just have broccoli rabe cooked in olive oil and garlic, and put it between two pieces of bread and eat it that way. Because I saw my father do that. So I was raised with a lot of greens. Scarole, you know, once a week my mother would make scarole and beans. You know, we ate a lot of greens. But today I don't eat. I consciously eat more greens, but I know that it's not really the mainstay of the American diet. Listen, Crispin, hold that thought just a second. Let's take this quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the symptoms and diseases that are associated with magnesium depletion in humans. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We've got Crispin Sullivan on the show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of living with joint pain? Have you been disappointed by adulterated tablets and sugary drinks that simply don't work? Relief is here. GLC 2000 is the leader in oral joint care, and now you can try it today absolutely free. GLC 2000 provides a 100% pure and patented composition that helps your body repair worn and damaged cartilage. This clinically proven formula is recommended by medical doctors and professional athletes to improve joint mobility and function. Stop living with joint pain. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your free trial supply of GLC 2000 today.
Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle, and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Whey a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWhey.com. That's AmericanWhey.com. Or call 888-462-5671.
Confused about pre- and post-workout carbohydrate sources, the confusion ends with Vitargo. Vitargo is the only carb supplement university proven to exit the stomach, spike insulin, and refuel muscle glycogen about 2 times greater than maltodextrin and sugar. No bloating, no blood sugar crashes, and lightning-fast anti-catabolic action. Sky-high insulin spikes and super-fast glycogen refueling means muscle fullness that lasts for days and recovery you feel the next time you train. And now you can get a free trial sample of Vitargo by going to superhumanradio.com, or you can buy Vitargo at GNC or bodybuilding.com. Proof before promise, only from Generate.
When your research project requires protein recombinant peptides, think of purepeptides.com. Purepeptides.com operates a state-of-the-art recombinant laboratory with the highest standards of production right here inside the United States. A complete line of stock products like IGF-1 LongR3, growth hormone-releasing peptides, growth hormone-releasing hormones CJC-1295, and mechanogrowth factors are readily available for the best prices at purepeptides.com. If you don't see what you need, purepeptides.com welcomes custom order requests. A team of scientists is ready to serve you. Don't risk the success of your project to questionable foreign sources. Trust purepeptides.com.
A company committed to truth and advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. If you're buying conventional meats, you're eating stressed animals. That's why I only eat grass-fed, hormone- and antibiotic-free meats from uswellnessmeats.com. Did you know that the beef from uswellnessmeats.com has the same ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 as fish and 30% fewer calories than grain-fed beef? And uswellnessmeats.com has an introductory package for my listeners that includes ribeyes, petite top sirloins, ground beef, and slow-roasted shredded barbecue beef for only $75, including shipping. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN when you call 877-383-0051. That's 877-383-0051. Call uswellnessmeats.com for complete details. That's 877-383-0051.
When your research project requires protein recombinant peptides, think of purepeptides.com. Purepeptides.com operates a state-of-the-art recombinant laboratory with the highest standards of production right here inside the United States. A complete line of stock products like IGF-1 LongR3, three, growth hormone-releasing peptides, growth hormone-releasing hormone CJC-1295, and mechanical growth factors readily available for the best prices at purepeptides.com. If you don't see what you need, purepeptides.com welcomes custom order requests. A team of scientists is ready to serve you. Don't risk the success of your project to questionable foreign sources. Trust purepeptides.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget to register, enter to win $200 worth of free product from uswellnessmeats.com. And you don't have to just take grass-fed beef or bison. You can take, they've got free-range chicken, goat, lamb, humanely raised pork, free-range rabbit. They also have nutraceuticals and supplements there, so check it out. Go to the homepage of superhumanradio.com. And enter to win $200 worth of free product from uswellnessmeats.com. The drawing is at the end of the month. My guest today is Crispin Sullivan. We're talking about magnesium. Crispin, did you want to finish a thought before I cut you off so casually?
No.
Okay. I want to talk about the list of potential symptoms and effects of having too little magnesium. The reason I became interested, as you know, is because recently I developed a slightly irregular heartbeat. And I couldn't figure out what it was. You know, I trained very, very hard. And I thought, well, maybe my training is getting too difficult. You know, I am 51 years old. But then I stumbled onto some research about magnesium. I started taking magnesium, and it went away. And then I looked on your website, and sure enough, if I would have went to your website first, I would have figured it out. And saw that that was one of the side effects of magnesium depletion.
The easiest way, I think, for people to understand why it's important, and this is particularly interesting to many of your listeners, is that the largest amount of magnesium inside a cell is in the mitochondria, the mighty mitochondria. Mitochondria are increased with exercise. Thereby, one's magnesium need would increase as muscle mass grows larger. And the reason is, all cells, and you know when you're talking about cells, really, if you were weighing the human body, it would really be muscle, because there's more of them than all the others.
Right.
And because the heart is a muscle. And what we are is really that vitality of the muscle. So as you and your listeners know, the more you work a muscle, there is a dramatic increase in mitochondria. Those mitochondria are there to provide energy for that cell to, again, enhance movement and definition. Magnesium, the interior of a cell, and this is even more true of cells with many mitochondria, contains high amounts of two cations. These are major minerals, not trace elements. And it's potassium and magnesium. Extracellular cations, the ones that we think about most, are calcium and sodium. When a cell contracts, it pushes out, calcium and sodium go in, and magnesium and potassium rush out, and when it relaxes, that reverses, okay? And it's that pulse, that contraction and relaxation that cause your body to be able to move, your heart to be able to beat, the blood to be able to be pumped, the whole game, the muscles of the around the lung to inhale and exhale. If you took your arm right now and put it at very calmly at your side, very, very relaxed, that would be potassium, magnesium inside your cell and calcium, sodium on the outside. If you made a fist and then tightly wound up that arm until it was totally tight and all the muscles of the arm and fist were completely tight, that would be calcium and sodium. If what happens when you don't eat fruits and vegetables, and that includes your greens, is that you dietarily still have, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't, magnesium, potassium, calcium, sodium. And there are several other electrolytes, but for our demonstration here, this will work. So when calcium and sodium contract, then potassium, magnesium relax. Do you get the picture?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's assume that in our example, we no longer have, and this often happens, by the way, together, enough potassium and or magnesium, and you can't tell from blood work because you must always remember the last place you see any deficiency is in the blood.
Ah.
The blood must have what it has or you are dead now. Cellularly, it doesn't tell us anything. So by the time you see a vitamin A deficiency in the blood, there is no vitamin A left in the liver. And you are, by the way, probably blind by then.
Wow.
Because we're talking about tissue storage. So in muscle and in muscle cell, you really can't tell by taking a blood sample. Sometimes if you took, you know, certain supplements before a blood test, you would see levels that were over the top because your blood got flooded. Or in all critical disease, you'll see it in every case of terminal illness. All of a sudden, you look at the blood work and nothing will be normal. Everything will be too high or too low because the body has lost its ability to maintain that homeostasis. So with slightly low levels or even more so of either potassium or magnesium, but in this case we're talking mostly about magnesium, what you'll have is you'll have that contraction that never quite relaxes. So if you took your muscle and in kind of letting it go down by your side, you kept it half contracted all the time. And if you stress that, you have that slightly contracted, slightly out of balance, unable to fully stretch and relax, and by the way, much less power, obviously.
Right.
And it sets a stage for, you know, many other things relating to muscle issues, which can include fibromyalgia, which can include just problems with joints and flexibility and injury and cell repair. But because magnesium is also key to the alkaline phosphatases, which obviously are really important, and to creatine kinase.
Oh, very important.
Very important. And its other role is it carries insulin into the cell
right. To
provide energy. Just those three little things, forget the muscle contraction relaxation.
Right.
You can just go through the number of diseases that you've covered.
Right, right.
So,
is it possible to have, well, let me rephrase this. What will influence uptake of magnesium to help cellular levels get back to normal?
Cellular levels will go back to normal fairly rapidly, and then you'll be prepared to make new cells. You have to lose something like 2/3 of the potassium from a cell, and I would guess 2/3 of the magnesium before the cell would actually die. But at some point it will.
Wow.
It can no longer sustain. And again, it's not ever just magnesium, just potassium. Of course, it's protein. You can have somebody who is a vegan raw fooder who has plenty of potassium and magnesium but no protein. So
right.
It doesn't work either because the potassium and magnesium promote, or in particular magnesium above potassium in this case, promotes the production of new muscle, which is kind of interesting for your listeners also.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So in other words, magnesium and potassium both have, and I hate to use this term because it's maybe over the top, but have an anabolic effect, you're saying?
Magnesium more so. In this particular situation, magnesium more than potassium has a, not slightly, it has a profound anabolic effect. And it was found early in the research with magnesium, which made it so interesting. In 1970, they demonstrated that it controls the metabolic rate of the cell, which.
So, in other words, it actually can help to increase the speed in the processing of the cell.
Well, the metabolic rate is its power, its regenerative
right.
capacity.
Right.
Yeah. And also in many ways the health, you know, the health of that cell. It's a very important cation both to humans and to all living things. None of us survive without it.
I think one of the really interesting things about magnesium that a lot of people don't know about and their doctors won't tell them is that magnesium is a natural angiotensin inhibitor. And so it actually has the ability to lower blood pressure in those individuals who are hyperinsulinemic, who also end up with high levels of angiotensin floating around.
Which, again, has to do with this relaxation
right.
effect.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's very important in that sense, and it is one of the things you look at with a person who is hypertensive. They remember, get that picture of the cell again, and potassium and magnesium on the inside, we hope in sufficient amounts, calcium and sodium on the out. Well, if the amounts on the inside are insufficient, sodium and, excuse me, calcium can leak in. Think of it like a little blown up balloon.
Right.
And if that balloon is slightly deflated, it changes that membrane potential in such a way that calcium and or sodium can leak in, which raises tension. And in doing that, it's why they prescribe calcium channel blockers or diuretics.
Right.
The diuretics to get rid of the sodium and the calcium channel blockers to block the calcium. And it's absolutely appalling to me that instead of making sure people have enough dietary potassium and magnesium, they would give drugs, but that is the way it's done. And so what you get, and this is the image I give, because if you've ever met anyone on those medications, you'll find that they're very flaccid, that they have no energy, they have a very depressed mood, and they have very poor muscle quality.
Right.
Because we went from this, now the full arm out relaxed and then tight closed, relaxed and closed, and then we had the half arm where it's not quite relaxing.
Right.
And now what we've done is knocked that out, and we have this chronic flaccidity where nothing can happen. And, of course, that affects the sex life as well. Where if potassium and magnesium are brought up to adequate amounts, most of those medications go away, and you have none, zero side effects.
Then that's a good point for anybody out there who's confronted with even borderline hypertension, and you're worried that you're going to end up on some medication. You know, having adequate amounts of magnesium and potassium could eliminate your need for that type of blood pressure medication. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick up discussing more about this very, very interesting mineral, magnesium. We'll be right back.
You know it smells like shit. Goddamn, dad teams the double.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competitive athlete, Essential Bioscience has the tools to build lean muscle mass, strength, and endurance while enhancing energy and recovery. Essential Bioscience is driven by years of scientific research. Check us out at elevatinghealth.com, where you'll find uniquely formulated products that you won't find anywhere else. Products used and endorsed by non-paid pro athletes like Essential Mumio, produced using only the premium Altai Mumio, the most effective and thoroughly researched adaptogen on the planet. That's Essential Bioscience at elevatinghealth.com. Distributor inquiries welcome.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hi, this is Carl. Protein builds muscle, and most protein powders taste like chalk. American Whey is the best protein powder I've ever tasted. It's lactose-free, fat-free, and dissolves completely. And the flavors are amazing. Double chocolate, creamy vanilla, wild berry, orange cream, peach cobbler, and my favorite, tropical banana blast. It even comes in convenient 10 and 25-pound tubs. Give American Whey a try. You'll love it. Go to AmericanWhey.com. That's American, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-462-5671.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development. A company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them. Confused about pre- and post-workout carbohydrate sources? The confusion ends with Vitargo. Vitargo is the only carb supplement university proven to exit the stomach, spike insulin, and refuel muscle glycogen about 2 times greater than maltodextrin and sugar. No bloating, no blood sugar crashes, and lightning-fast anti-catabolic action. Sky-high insulin spikes and super-fast glycogen refueling means muscle fullness that lasts for days. And recovery you feel the next time you train. And now you can get a free trial sample of Vitargo by going to superhumanradio.com, or you can buy Vitargo at GNC or bodybuilding.com. Proof before promise, only from Generate. If you're buying conventional meats, you're eating stressed animals. That's why I only eat grass-fed, hormone and antibiotic-free meats from uswellnessmeats.com. Did you know that the beef from uswellnessmeats.com has the same ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 as fish and 30% fewer calories than grain-fed beef? And uswellnessmeats.com has an introductory package for my listeners that includes ribeyes, petite top sirloins, ground beef, and slow-roasted shredded barbecue beef for only $75, including shipping. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN when you call 877-383-0051. That's 877-383-0051. Call uswellnessmeats.com for complete details. That's 877-383-0051. When your research project requires protein recombinant peptides, think of purepeptides.com. Purepeptides.com operates a state-of-the-art recombinant laboratory with the highest standards of production right here inside the United States. A complete line of stock products like IGF-1 Long R3, growth hormone-releasing peptides, growth hormone-releasing hormone CJC-1295, and mechanogrowth factors are readily available for the best prices at purepeptides.com. If you don't see what you need, purepeptides.com welcomes custom order requests. A team of scientists is ready to serve you. Don't risk the success of your project to questionable foreign sources. Trust purepeptides.com.
Your radio show. Got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Crispin Sullivan. We're talking about magnesium and its importance for biological functions. Doesn't also magnesium, isn't it required in a variety of enzymatic processes as well?
Well, that was what we talked about earlier, which was the creatine kinase.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
There are probably 25 different enzymes that absolutely require magnesium to function. Many of them also require zinc, so many of the same enzymes that require zinc require magnesium.
Now, is assuming that somebody starts to eat more greens, is it worthwhile also supplementing with an over-the-counter type of a magnesium supplement?
Magnesium supplements can be very difficult to use. Even those that advertise they will not cause a loose bowel, remember that
right.
Magnesium was initially discovered as a part of Epsom.
Right. Milk of magnesia.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. And so there are two problems with it. One is the Albion Lab chelated minerals, the glycinate, magnesium glycinate or bisglycinate, to some extent are not easily broken down. There's two reasons why in Epsom salts. One, it does tend to hold water and carry water through the bowel, but the other reason is magnesium is like superfood for bacteria,
uh-huh.
Both good and not so good bacteria. In fact, a large set of antibiotics, which include tetracycline, kill bugs by chelating magnesium.
Wow.
Which is something most people don't know about why they work.
Right.
And they chelate it so profoundly that it's no longer available for the life cycle of the organism. And because the life cycle of pathogenic bacteria are shorter than our life cycle, we survive and they don't.
Wow, that's amazing. So in other words, when people are taking tetracycline for whatever their doctors prescribed it for them.
Many of the offshoots of tetracycline, because it would be that whole family.
Well, isn't there a birth control pill that's like a tricycline that's in the family of tetracycline?
That I can't tell you. I'm unfamiliar with it.
I'm pretty sure that there is a for women who do not respond well to hormonal-based birth control pills, there is something called tricycline, I believe, which is in the tetracycline family. And
well, they all work by chelating. It's one of the reasons why they'll tell you with certain antibiotics or certain foods you don't consume at the same time. And the reason that you don't do that is if the food contains magnesium, the antibiotic will chelate from the food and not from the bug, and the bug will survive.
So theoretically, people who are taking these types of antibiotics could potentially deplete themselves in magnesium over a period of time.
It is likely that in the 10 days, and if they're eating a good diet, it's not so much that you would notice.
Right.
But if they were taking it for long periods of time and or they were insufficient, absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So is there a supplement that is better to use if you're going to use a supplement? I know there's lots of different magnesium products out there.
If you tolerate magnesium, and it's pretty easy to tell, because if you take any calcium magnesium pill or a multi-mineral with calcium magnesium, if it does not loosen your stool, you're home free.
Right.
If it does, to some extent, you can use the it's called magnesium bisglycinate, and they're chelates. They're these very strongly bound chelates, so that the magnesium is not released until it goes across the intestinal wall.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how does magnesium loosen the stool? Does it pull water into the intestines?
Epsom salts, in the case of Epsom salts, it does, but in other cases it can cause it, because it literally feeds bacteria. And if you have a pathogenic bacteria in your gut, it will definitely flare. It really is growth hormone for gut pathogens.
Good or bad?
Well, my experience is more with the pathogen, so
okay.
I can't say, but it is likely that all organisms, certainly E. coli, requires magnesium. So if you're severely deficient in magnesium, it would definitely affect your gut flora. While it may keep down the pathogens, it would also keep down the probiotics, which is not a good thing.
You know what's really funny? I mean, just coming back full circle and listening to what you're talking about, and I don't know that this has anything to do with it. I haven't taken antibiotics since I was a kid. But right before I left Louisville, I had a small abscess in a tooth. And so prior to getting it worked on, I had to take a cycle of antibiotics to reduce the infection. During that period of time while I was taking the antibiotics, it destroyed my stomach. I couldn't digest food for weeks. I mean, I literally would just, anything I ate would just stay in my stomach. I could feel it laying there. It would make gas, and I would belch, and I just couldn't digest food. I don't care what it was. I wonder if that antibiotic had any effect on flora or my magnesium levels or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm just reaching here.
Well, no. It's very possible that it did. And again, if you're marginal, if you have a series of events where you've been avoiding your greens and you don't really take that much in supplement, and you have a chronic infection which armors the immune system, correct?
Right.
And you work out and are super into the whole build muscle thing and exercise.
Right. That's me.
Okay. What you have is a very small intake at a time of very high need. And the effects can be quite dramatic, as you noticed.
Right.
And can be very frightening. And so definitely bringing need back into line is important. I think what I would say at this time is that the average intake is probably quite low if you're not a greens, nut, and seed eater.
Right.
And just across the board. And to give you an idea, it's recommended, and some of this is on the website, but it's recommended, the World Health Organization just blankly states 450 to 500 milligrams a day from food. Now, World Health Organization's standards are based on a person who is about 5 feet tall and weighs about 100 pounds. The reason is that's how big most people in the world are. Isn't that interesting?
Outside of the United States.
Well, it just lets go most people in the world.
Right. Okay.
Which it's very difficult for people in the United States to understand that because
right.
we're bigger.
Right.
And it is based on, absolutely positively, need is based on number of cells. And if you're bigger, you have more cells. Now, not fat cells, but in this case, we're talking about muscle cells.
Right.
So we took it down to instead doing it by milligrams per kilogram, and the absolute minimum, and this is survivable minimum, is 6 milligrams per kilo, and that's of healthy body weight. Now, if you weigh more because you have more muscle, that would still be your minimum.
Right.
But to give you an example, and this is on the site also, it's likely that 10 milligrams is much closer to what people should actually be getting. And in the case of pregnant women, it is 15 milligrams per kilo. And to give people an idea of what that looks like, for a woman who weighs 150 pounds, which is not obese, it's
right.
a standard, 5'7" American woman, right?
Right.
It is over 1,000 milligrams a day for a pregnant woman. Now, you know right away she's not getting that because let's look at food. The first thing we look at, oat bran has 200 milligrams in a cup. Who is going to eat that?
Yeah, a whole cup, right?
Right. A cup of spinach has 150. Now, that's a
That's
cup.
More doable, but that's doable.
It's doable, but it's only 150, and
right.
we're talking about more than 1,000 a day.
Right.
Let's go with the next. I'm going down a list from the USDA site where you can click on it and see what has the most and what has the least. And
right.
I started at the top, and I'm working my way down, and I'm really only using those things I actually think people will eat. So an ounce of pumpkin seeds is 150. However, if you're watching calories, that may not work for you because nuts and seeds are very high in fat. Not bad for you, but high calorie.
Right.
Beans, all of the beans to some extent, about 120 a cup. This is cooked.
Right.
Again, that's a lot of food.
I was just going to say, you would have to pick one of each of these foods and have a total of 8 servings.
Right.
You would have to pick 8 of these foods and have a serving of them
and
every single day.
And you're pregnant and you're nauseous.
Yeah. All right, we have to take one more commercial break, and then we're gonna wrap this up. But just stay tuned, stay here, because I have a couple more questions that you just led me to think about. So, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Crispin Sullivan. You can learn more about her at Crispin, KRISPIN.com. She's got a load of great articles there, a variety of nutritional articles that you really have to read. Go to Crispin.com. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When your research project requires protein recombinant peptides, think of purepeptides.com. Purepeptides.com operates a state-of-the-art recombinant laboratory with the highest standards of production right here inside the United States. A complete line of stock products like IGF-1, LongR3, growth hormone-releasing peptides, growth hormone-releasing hormone CJC-1295, and mechanogrowth growth factors are readily available for the best prices at purepeptides.com. If you don't see what you need, purepeptides.com welcomes custom order requests. A team of scientists is ready to serve you. you. Don't risk the success of your project to questionable foreign sources. Trust PurePeptides.com.
Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenix is the way. Progenix represents advanced dairy science, research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to PROGENEXSRG.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenix products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Progenix banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenix, where fantasy games meet science.
Performance athletes all over the world are talking again about creatine.
The negative side effects of creatine are history, thanks to concrete. No more bloating or cramping. No more loading or high insulin spiking. After 4 years of research, Promera announces not just a new and more effective creatine. Promera announces a whole new molecule. The concrete molecule is at the base of a new, highly concentrated creatine that enters muscles faster, more efficiently, and with no side effects. Concrete also allows for microdosing of just a quarter teaspoon for every 100 pounds. Concrete fits your life and still fits into your gym bag.
You're going to see increases in strength as a result of this new science.
Concrete is pH-aligned rocket fuel for your body. More muscle brings more speed, more strength, and more mass. The drought on creatine is over thanks to Concrete. Buy yours today at GNC or online at con-crete.com and let the games begin.
There's no other performance-enhancing product on the planet, legal or illegal, that can do what the Earth Pulse unit can do. Gains in strength and stamina appear quickly and continue for as long as you use the unit. You've heard what seasoned athletes like Mike Miller, Roseanne Clemente, and Frank Cable think of the unit after using it for just a few weeks. What could it do for you? How many times have you paid your hard-earned money for supplements or products that promise gains in strength and performance, only to see little, if any, results? When's the last time a manufacturer backed up their claims with a money-back guarantee? Never. The Earth Pulse unit comes with an unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't improve your performance, send it back for a full refund of the product cost. No questions asked. You risk nothing by ordering one today. Don't wait another minute wondering if the Earth Pulse will deliver the results you want. Order a risk-free Earth Pulse unit now by calling 888-211-7888 or visit the website at earthpulsetechnologies.com. Use the coupon code SHR2008 and receive an instant $50 rebate with your order. Call 888-211-7888 or visit earthpulsetechnologies.com. Remember to use the coupon code SHR2008 to get your $50 instant rebate. You won't be disappointed. earthpulsetechnologies.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Crispin Sullivan. We're talking about magnesium. Crispin, I'm looking at the article on your website, which is, there's so many great articles on this website. You got to check it out. It's krispin.com. Things that deplete magnesium, okay? Coffee. I mean, we drink so much coffee in this day and age. And people drink two, three, and they're not even cups anymore. They're like beakers of coffee. But also you have here high levels of calcium. Is it wise to take a calcium magnesium combination?
Because I've been doing what I do for about 35 years now, I haven't found any need for, a lot of times you'll see you need to take more magnesium than calcium or 50-50. I would say in the 35 years I've worked directly with two people who needed to take equal calcium magnesium. Everyone else has done fine on the standard ratio of 2-1. However, high intakes of calcium, if you're not taking magnesium, do in fact further deplete body magnesium. I find it appalling that any supplement is sold, a calcium supplement is sold without magnesium, and I certainly wouldn't give any to my kids.
Okay. All right, so now the other thing that, interestingly, Phentermine and fenfluramine, which back in the day was a very popular combination for weight loss, which caused heart problems, as I recall, and you show that also depletes magnesium, huh?
It enhances metabolic rate if the metabolic rate is being enhanced through exercise or through artificial
stimulants.
Means,
there you go.
Any kind of stimulation, it increases your need.
Is that where the caffeine link is? Is the coffee link from caffeine? So if I drink decaf, I don't lose as much magnesium?
The caffeine, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, no, yeah. Yeah, okay. And one other thing, you have sodas. Even now, I always thought that high fructose corn syrup, I know, caused kidney stones, and I thought it was because it allowed the accumulation of magnesium and calcium and so on. But you say even diet soda is magnesium depleting. Is that because of the carbonation?
They're acidic.
Oh, okay.
The two cations that neutralize acid in the kidney, which is huge, you have to do that, or the three are calcium, magnesium, potassium. And so anything sugar is acidic, but also many of the colas are acidic.
Okay.
And because of that, it has an effect on the balance. There's one other thing that I don't think is up there. Do you have any more from the list you'd like to mention?
No, go ahead.
I want to add one.
Those were the really interesting ones to me. Because I drink carbonated mineral water, and I thought, gee, I wonder if that's going to deplete me. But that probably has magnesium in it already, so.
It depends on the water, but some of them definitely do have magnesium added, and there are specific magnesium waters that you can purchase.
But go ahead. Mention the one that you want to mention now.
I don't know what water. That wasn't what I was going to mention.
No,
I was going to mention is the last time you and I spoke on the radio, we talked about vitamin D.
That's right.
In fact, vitamin D also regulates magnesium in a rather unusual way. Not enough vitamin D will cause malabsorption of magnesium just like it does with calcium. So you may be taking it but not getting it. But too much vitamin D, an excess of vitamin D, will increase magnesium excretion.
Wow. How does that work?
I do not know the biochemistry of it. It is a biochemical fact,
okay.
But I can't explain the rationale
okay.
to you. I can tell you, though, you have to remember that active vitamin D is actually converted in the kidney, and it's in the kidney where things are recycled or excreted.
Right, exactly. So having optimal vitamin D levels is important for the absorption of magnesium. And that goes... And I was going to ask you, what is it that makes us absorb the magnesium? You know, does insulin play a role on magnesium absorption?
No.
But
magnesium
vitamin D does.
Affects insulin entry into a cell, but the only thing that has a direct effect on absorption is a healthy upper intestinal tract. So if you have celiac, sprue, other food intolerances that damage the upper tract, or you have IBS, you may have some problems with absorption, without question.
Could IBS
all persons who have regular diarrhea will have low cellular levels of magnesium?
And could that be a vicious cycle? Could Crohn's disease and IBS be linked to low magnesium as well?
Certainly you need more, but taking magnesium won't cure IBS.
Okay. I have my own theory on the outbreaks in IBS and Crohn's disease today with GMO foods, but
Crohn's disease is a specific genetic disorder which relates to the fact that you have certain binding sites on your gut wall genetically that interreact with the lectins found in glutens.
Right.
And there are other genetic, having nothing to do with what you eat or drink, specificities. And on the website, there is a whole section on lectins with even a picture of a pig's gut on soy.
Right.
But IBS pretty much has been determined recently to be now down to post-infective IBS, where there is an initial pathogenic infection. The infection goes away, but the hypersensitivity of the intestinal tract doesn't.
Interesting.
And it has a much lower level of melatonin because you produce more melatonin in your intestinal tract than you do in your pineal gland.
Really?
Another show.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Because I did a show on melatonin with Dr. Russell Ryder, but we talked about the pineal gland exclusively.
Oh, no. Your gut, it's much more important than in IBSD. The cells no longer produce melatonin.
Wow, that's amazing. That really is amazing.
So the other thing that I wanted, there were two other things I wanted to mention. And
okay, we have
any
a few minutes. Go ahead.
That you have
go
really
ahead.
Fast.
No, good.
Higher intakes of magnesium have been used since the early 1900s as a corrective for kidney stones and the formation of calcium oxalate stones.
Okay.
Which is clearly important. So having more than just what's going to go into your cell becomes important because you want to have that excess in the kidney. And the one which you may or may not appreciate, one of the highest natural sources of both potassium and magnesium is chocolate.
Mmm, I love chocolate.
And unsweetened baker's chocolate. I'm sorry, I wish I had the values for the new Dacoba chocolate, but I don't. But unsweetened baker's chocolate per square has 250 milligrams, these are approximate,
right,
of potassium and 100 milligrams of magnesium.
Well, that's where a pregnant mom can get her extra magnesium from easily. I mean, she could just chow down on a... Although baker's chocolate is bitter, and a lot of people don't like it as much.
Right.
But I do like it. I actually like that cocoa flavor as opposed
and to... And the darker the chocolate, the higher the content of potassium, magnesium, and in fact, iron. One square of chocolate has 5 milligrams of iron.
Wow, that's so cool.
It is.
So cool. Yeah, that's a good one. So there's an argument to start eating chocolate, but not the sugared chocolate, the unsweetened... Baker's chocolate.
Dacoba makes an unsweetened connoisseur chocolate.
Okay.
And it's so rich that it really doesn't need much sweetener.
Well, there you go.
But that would also be true, just so that you know, in your other beverages to use high quality extra dark cocos.
Yeah.
They would have the same high content.
There you go. All right, well, let's give the website again. It's Crispin, crispin.com. Read the article on magnesium, and you can see for yourself how much magnesium you should be taking. Make sure that you're getting enough magnesium in your diet. Hey, it's anabolic. It's anabolic. We have to start taking it now. Crispin, thanks so much for doing Superhuman Radio.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.